Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was thinking about, you know, I was reading the word the other day about faith and the paralytic. And when I think about the paralytic, you know, he was coming down off of Jesus was ministering, and there were so many people. This is in Mark chapter 1. So many people in the house, they couldn't even get into the house. And they began to break into the ceiling, the roof. And they begin to lower this man in a bed in front of Jesus. And I thought it was remarkable what Jesus said. He says, when Jesus saw their faith,
wow,
he said to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven.
Beautiful.
When he saw their faith, and it's, you know, so important, because what we do, our actions prove what we believe. He saw their faith. Your faith can be seen, and your lack of faith can be seen as well, but your faith can definitely be seen. Many believers today say that they believe, but the question is, do we really believe? What type of faith do we really have? You know, to have faith is simply more than saying that we agree, right? James 2:17 says that faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by an action, is actually dead. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Dead faith. That's belief with no corresponding action. It's only a living faith that brings something to pass, that you have deeds and you have a belief. They're working together. And so it's like, I think that a great majority of people that are suffering in the body of Christ, they're not seeing things come to pass. They're not seeing things fruitful in their life, in their ministry, you know, in their home and their families, because they don't have a living faith.
Yeah, you think about it, that when you look at the letters in Revelation to the church, he says, I know your deeds. And so the thing about it is, people, we can't argue with history in advance here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That we're going to be judged on our deeds.
That's right.
And if faith without deeds is dead.
Right.
It's
right.
Not enough to believe, but you have to do what you believe.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm just holding on. I'm just believing.
And the big question is he says faith without works or deeds is dead. And so this is the question that we have, the theological question we need to ask ourselves is, can dead faith save you? Is there such thing as belief without deeds? Is there such things about belief without works? And what he says, he's saying, no, there's not.
No.
You just can't do this. This is James.
Yeah. In fact, James says, you know, but someone will say, you have faith and I have deeds. This is 2:18. It says, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.
And he's actually having that discussion between those two different theological viewpoints.
Yeah.
Because the one thing was there was people just doing the works with no faith, and there was people saying they had faith without works. And he's saying, listen, right, you don't understand. They coexist.
Right.
They coexist.
People that I know that got touched in the body, the woman with the issue of blood had some faith and she had some action too.
Yes. She believed and she touched.
And she touched. She was willing to press through the crowd, you know. And you have to have it doesn't work. The paralytic, they were breaking into the ceiling. I mean, think about it. They were doing something. They just didn't say God can touch me. They said, listen, I believe so much that God can touch me, I'm gonna get in that building. Tear down the roof, do whatever you gotta do, but we're gonna get in.
That's a move of God, because and you got you gotta have the right response to a move of God, because if you don't, you're like, you're tearing my roof up.
Yeah.
Call the police, somebody's breaking in. You know, it's like, no, that's somebody desperately desiring what you have in your life to be touched by God. And that is so good, man. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And man, it's just oh my goodness, that's so good. Because what's going to take in this day, and that's, we just got to rise up. We got to rise up and begin to be a doer of the word, and not just the mere hearer of the word. We got to do what it says.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app, on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.